Now, folks, we here at the Animal News Hour are fortunate to have with us Steve Townley, albeit for an unfortunate reason. Steve's going to tell us about his personal horrible experience with a trapper's trap. And we want people far and wide to hear about this cruel practice of trapping. And the reality is that people far and wide usually don't hear about these horrors of trapping animals. And what happened to Steve could just as easily happen to any of us, just taking a walk on our public lands here in New Mexico. And Steve cares enough to relive these horrors for us right now so that we can educate people far and wide about this cruelty. And maybe more folks will call their elected officials and insist that they prohibit these cruel, barbaric traps forever. And now, folks, let's give a warm welcome to Steve Townley. Hey, Steve, how are you doing today? Thanks for being
with
us.
Hi, Dave. Good. Good to be with you. I guess I just want to share my story of walking two dogs back in February of 2014 on the Continental Divide Trail. I generally hike every day. I generally hike with two or three dogs. That day I had two dogs, my own dog and a Jack Russell. We were hiking on the Continental Divide Trail outside of Silver City, a very high-use, heavily used trail. We're hiking along, and the Jack Russell started crying and yelping, and I did not know what was going on with it. And I looked at the Jack Russell, and it looked like a snake had grabbed it because it was dragging something. And the dog was shouting and barking and crying, and something was dragging. And, of course, that was the trap with its anchor system trying to catch on to something to entrap the dog. So I have a Jack Russell trapped. Terrified Jack Russell. It's not my dog, but the dog knows me very well. At first, I was just totally shocked that the dog was in a trap. I didn't even know trapping was legal. I hike every day. It's the first time I've ever encountered a trap. So I have my Jack Russell trapped in this trap, barking at it, barking at me, growling, snarling, crying. I try to grab it. Of course, when you try to release a dog from a trap, the dog is terrified. I've told many friends that your nice domestic dog turns into almost a wild animal struggling for survival when it's in one of these traps. So your nice domestic dog instantly turns against you trying to help the dog out of the trap. I held the dog down for about 20 minutes. My hands were full of blood. I did not know how to release the trap. I held the dog down by its head, by the scruff of the neck, like you would a mama dog would hold its puppy down, and almost induced like a coma into the dog that I was able to calm the dog down enough with one hand holding the dog down. And with the other hand, I was trying to manipulate this trap. And again, I have no knowledge of traps. I don't even know how to release it. The more I work with the trap, the more pain I'm causing the dog. The dog is snarling at me, biting me. I'm full of blood. His teeth are full of blood from biting the trap, the metal in his teeth and his gums. So it was really kind of a horrific scene. I eventually was able to take tiny pebbles, one tiny pebble at a time, with one hand, with my fingers cramping up, with my right hand and my left hand holding the dog down, and slowly release the trap. The dog got out of the trap. We took the dog to a vet that day. She still has the marking of the trap on the paw, but nothing was broke. But I guess I just can't emphasize enough how horrible it is when your dog's in that trap and you can't rescue it because, A, you don't know how to release a trap, and the dog is fighting you trying to release the trap. So that's kind of my story of that February day.
Wow. That sounds similar to my situation where my dog just went, well, like she was mad. I mean, crazy, mad, insane. And I don't even think she knew it was me. She was biting me also. Wow. How long did that whole episode last then?
Well, I say it lasted 20 minutes. I lost my voice crying out for help, because I was on a pretty public trail, and I'm like, if I could just get one person to help me to hold the dog down, I thought I could release the trap. So I ended up losing my voice. So I guess it lasted about 20 minutes.
On a public trail, too?
On a public trail, my mistake was I took the trail back with me, and I contacted New Mexico Game and Fish. He told me I made a mistake in moving the trap, because I contend it was closer than 50 feet to the Continental Divide Trail. I mean, we're hiking on the trail, and the dog is just on the trail or just off the trail. Of course, these traps are not, my understanding is they may or may not be baited, but there's no way my dog just went to it for no reason at all. So it must have been baited in some way to lure a dog over there.
I remember when you and I first talked about this, I remember you used the analogy of a minefield, and I just think that's so perfect. Right.
Well, it is a perfect analogy, unfortunately, but that's what it is. You really have to be careful on public lands, and that's really a sad state of affairs when you have to be careful of traps that are acting as mines to domestic dogs.
Well, you're just out there enjoying, or thought you were enjoying, a nice walk on your public lands also, I might add, right?
Right, yes.
Well, let me tell you, Steve, I give you a lot of credit, because that is an absolute horrible situation to be in. And, you know, someone was telling me that she actually was afraid she might have to leave her dog to go get help because she couldn't manipulate that trap. And somehow you were able to do that. You deserve a lot of credit for figuring out how to wedge that thing open, because they're strong. Those jaws are strong.
They are strong. It's amazing how your brain can figure things out, but it's also amazing the things that go through your brain. I mean, I, for a minute, thought it was such a horrific scene, and not knowing how to get out of this situation, I actually thought, would I have to euthanize my dog? I remember this rock, giant rock, laying next to the dog as I was holding its head down. And the horrible thought was, is the most humane thing to do to euthanize the dog? I vowed that wouldn't happen, and we released it. But that's how horrific it is, and the things that can come into your head to try to resolve that situation.
Wow. You're right. That just shows how horrible the situation is that you have to consider something like that. Wow.
It's the last thing I ever thought I'd be thinking about. Right. And that it goes through your head.
Well, and you know, there are plenty of stories where, or situations, examples where animals will harm themselves, seriously harm themselves trying to get out. So if you had to leave your dog there and go for help, well, you don't know what you would have found when you came back, right?
Right. Well, that would not have been a good situation. And what I was trying to say earlier was I moved the trap. I should have left it there and let Fish and Game see it was closer than 50 feet to the trail, because it has to be at least 50 feet from the trail. So the irony was, the Game and Fish officer told me since I moved it, it was no longer considered 50 feet within the trail. So I made that mistake.
Well, and it's good that you mentioned that, because, you know, maybe that someone will hear this and not make that mistake, because if it is closer to 50 feet, someone should suffer the penalties for that. Right?
Absolutely. And this trapper was cited for having a technical violation on his trap. His name was on the trap, and he was cited for having some closing mechanism that was illegal. So there, he was fined and cited for some aspect, which is more technical than I understand.
All right. Well, I feel for you, man. I've been through it too, but I feel for you, because there's not too many people I would wish something like that on, you know what I mean?
There are certain risks that you take when you take your dog out. I understand snakes. There could be rattlesnakes. I understand those natural risks, but I just can't fathom the man-made risks that we create with these traps, turning those trails into minefields.
Right. And, you know, one way or another, there's an animal that gets stuck in that trap and suffers that agony. Something, really something. Well, anyway, Steve, I want to thank you for you know, taking the time and being compassionate enough to relive this situation for us in the hopes of maybe getting this barbaric, cruel practice banned forever. So I want to thank you for taking the time with us today. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, and you be well. We'll talk soon. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.